delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
There's a big change in my life pretty much the last 2 days, Dana.
Yeah.
My landlady Christine, who is a really good landlady.
Oh, I beg to differ. I think she's strange. She does tasks for you that I do not think that she should be doing, well, like hanging out your washing.
Well, that's a
folding
point.
Folding your underwear.
That's a point I want to get to in a moment. But landlady Christine has decided that she doesn't want people living in her house anymore, and she's kicked us all out.
All of you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she has 3 bedrooms?
Yeah, so there's me, another housemate, and another guy as well, another housemate. She's kicked us all out. She just wants quiet life. And I was like, that's fine. I respect that.
Didn't she get a puppy recently? Maybe she think that's company enough.
It's probably too much, yeah. Overwhelming company.
You are overwhelming. I'm kidding.
Now, it's... As much as I respect her decision, it is annoying.
It's like, very unfair. Like, how much warning has she given you?
Well, she's asked us to get out of ASAP, but we've got, like, a bond, I think it is. I don't actually remember paying it, but I think it's 2 weeks' rent. So
oh,
I think
yeah.
I can stay for 2 weeks until I find a place. But it is irritating. Like, no one likes looking for a place to live.
Oh,
it's
coming
stressful.
From me when I first came up here, very stressful. Very stressful finding a place to live. And not knowing where you're going to go home to that's a safe space for me is huge.
And eventually you found a place, so I'm sure I'm going to be fine. But the point I wanted to get to was that landlady Christine, I've got it good there. Like, she empties the bins, which I fill every night with beers. She empties the dishwasher. I've never emptied the dishwasher once.
Really?
She empties the dishwasher because she's home during
the
day.
Hang on. Let's rewind back to this ad that she posted on flatmates.com or wherever it was when you moved in. It did say, I've seen it. It said, I will make this place a very comfortable place for you to stay.
Yeah, and it is. It has
That's
been.
Obviously what she meant.
And finally, she takes my clothes off the line and folds them and puts them on my bed.
No, that's weird. This might teach you to grow up a little bit.
Well, I've got it pretty good, but the problem is I'm conditioned now. I'm conditioned.
Oh, that's an excuse.
No.
You can't pull that line.
So I went to see a new place yesterday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
And I was very tired. We'd done the show. I got home in the afternoon. I had a little nap. I got up. I was a little woozy.
Do you find there's much online? Because I know finding housing in the Hunter Valley is really hard.
Yeah, it's difficult. This was on Gumtree. So it was on Gumtree, and I checked it out, and the guy was lovely, like went in, showed me around, and then he said, oh, so you will be expected to help around the house. And because this is the thing, I always put my foot in it. Because I was tired, you know when you're tired, you're just honest?
Yes.
Like, I don't know if you have that.
Absolutely, yeah, for
just
sure.
Just honesty just pours out of you when you're fatigued.
Or and you have word vomit quite often.
I so get word vomit.
Yeah. And you just tell them your whole life story.
Just fill the space in between. That's what I do. Anyway, he goes, oh, you're expected to help around the house. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't really do that
no,
now.
Harry!
I know, but it just came out. I didn't mean to.
It's part of being a part of a household.
And I was like, I told him, I was like, look, my clothes get taken off the line and folded and put on my bed, and I don't really empty the dishwasher. And
No.
I certainly don't empty the bins. That's not a job for
me.
I'm
assuming he didn't invite you back to move in.
Well, he said, he goes, okay, well, I'll get back to you then.
I'll be in touch. Yeah. He won't be in touch.
No, he won't. No.
Maybe we should get Mama Susie up here to recondition you to get empty the dishwasher.
My
and everything.
Mother loves me. Thank you very much. She'll be cooking for me. She'll be cleaning for me. This is probably where I get it from.
Maybe we shouldn't invite Mama Susie. Now, all week, our production guys have been incredibly busy putting together all the fun bits, the weird bits, the awkward bits, the embarrassing bits, the bad bits of the show, and put it all together in a nice little bow called The Week That Was. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Andrew Reynolds, Harry and Dana's boss, and this is The Week That Was.
Let's rock and roll.
Well, the week didn't start off too well for Harry.
Oh, because I wore this new shirt today.
It's like a waffle fabric.
Yeah, it's very tight, and I just feel like my man boobs are showing off today. I can't stop playing with them.
Stop it! Stop it! That's not a visual that anyone needs.
Mate, have you heard of diet? Then he solicited for someone to build the furniture at his place.
If anyone's built a garment rack successfully and you want to build another one please inquire within. 654-119-718.
This is like a few weeks ago when you were taking applications for friends. You can't do this, Harry.
Why not?
We found out what Dana will be doing for Valentine's Day.
I'll go bird watching or something.
Listen to us.
It's not tragic if you enjoy doing it.
No, it's tragic. The guys took to discussing medical problems and their solutions on the air.
Yesterday I told you on the weekend I got bitten by a bullant on my rear right cheek.
On your bum? You got stung on the bum.
I have still a very swollen bootay.
Is that right?
Yes, I couldn't sleep last night.
What, because
I had a hot bot.
What? You might have to get a medicine or something for it.
I don't know.
Well, you know what they do.
Nah, my parents have always been like, oh, she'll be right. So I'll just like push through. I've got stingos on it.
Well, you know what you need? You need, I know this is going to sound disgusting, but this is what they do in the jungle. They get someone to suck the venom out of the...
Harry!
No, I'm just saying. That's what you might have to get a volunteer to do that.
Taking applications.
Then they took over our poor journalist Jessica Rouse's segment with this inane source chat.
Some legendary company out there is manufacturing source holders for your car.
This was inevitable.
Okay, all right, let's talk about the distance between the air conditioning vent and your mouth. That is a lot of space for error.
There's a lot of space for error. Yeah, there is some drippage that could occur, but...
Do they have a small tray from the air conditioning vent to your chin, like a slide?
No.
And then the source could slide back down into the source container if you miss your mouth.
That's not a bad idea. See, I would just go for your more viscous sources, so I would avoid the sweet and sour and go for a barbecue personally.
God, you guys talk some shit. Thankfully, Grant Denyer came on to save the show.
I love you guys.
Grant, I don't think you'd say that if you actually knew them. It's no secret Dana is a fan of the Hemsworth boys and fantasised what it would be like if she saw Thor in the park.
Walk into the park and there's Thor. I'd stop my run. I'd sit down on a park bench.
Here we go, everyone.
And I would just watch them make a film. Just for the pure enjoyment of watching them make a film, not the fact that...
You're a massive pervert.
No,
I'm just saying, is that what you're thinking?
No, that's not what I was...
Because I'm pretty sure that's what you did.
Creation of a film.
I don't think you are. I think you're just having a perv.
Host of The Amazing Race, Bo Ryan, was on chatting about something we've all done, getting lost in the Hunter Valley Gardens.
Oh God, it was like we were in Disneyland. It was wonderful, but again, confusing, especially if you don't know where you're going. And I remember we packed up the episode and everyone left. And I was lost in there. And this goes to show the enormity of the show. I was lost in there for about an hour and a half.
Dana is not a fan of Harry singing. Who is, quite frankly?
Love is in the air. Why must you sing all the time?
The guys discussed the best pranks you've ever pulled off.
Well, as an apprentice, I always got sort of picked on and the tradesmen always play jokes on us.
Yeah.
So this particular morning I went in early and the three tradesmen that were picking on me, I welded their steel cap boots to their lockers.
Oh, my God.
Then Dana floated the idea of pranking yours truly. Thankfully, Harry talked some sense into her.
Why
not?
Because I'm a little bit scared of our boss. Andrew Reynolds, is that who you mean?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit scared of Andrew Reynolds.
Why? He's like a big teddy bear.
No, I know that, but he can get grumpy. He's known for bouts of grumpiness. And I just want to be in the good books. We're only new to this job, Dana. Let's not prank bosses yet.
I don't know. I think it'll be good gear.
Not happening, Dana. And that's the week that was.
The strangest thing happened to me earlier this week, Harry. I was sitting at home after work, just watching some TV, and there was a knock at the door. So I went to open it, and no one was there. So I went outside, and there was a little package that was delivered. So I was like, oh, it must have just been a delivery driver. And I heard an engine, like what I thought was out on the street. So I walked down our garden path out the front of the house, and there in the driveway... The delivery van is just sitting in the driveway.
Okay.
And the guy, or I couldn't really see because of the glare on the window, but the person who was delivering the package waved at me and then just went straight back to their phone and just sat the car in the driveway. And, like, they're fully all the way up to the garage. So they're not – I thought that delivery drivers just, you know, hopped out of the van or whatever on the street, delivered the package – and moved on. I've never seen a delivery driver make themselves at home?
Well, he certainly did. I thought they just park on the street and then pull open the side of the van, grab the box, run up the front lawn, leave it at the front door and then run back in and then go to their next delivery.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But you used to be a delivery driver. What did you do?
I used to do that. So I used to deliver like televisions and hi-fi units and stuff to houses. This is when I was about 19. And I would park on the street, never in the driveway.
Yeah.
I'd park on the street and I would, in hindsight, it's probably easy to park in the driveway because you don't have to carry the box just as far. But and I would take the box up, but I would have to like take it inside and stuff. So I would knock on the door, say, "Hi, I'm from so and so," and take the delivery inside.
Because I didn't ever have like an interaction with this delivery driver except for the fact that they waved at me. I think it's strange that he drove all the way, or he or she drove all the way up onto our driveway.
The strangest interaction I've ever had with someone, but as a former delivery driver.
Yeah.
I remember I was delivering televisions to this house and their driveway was like 60 degrees. And I had to lug up two
60 degree angle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to lug up these two giant televisions. Then when I got to the front door, the wife, like the husband and wife were both home, but the wife was like, "Oh, come in, come in." And like invited me in and put on this platter for me.
Oh, yeah, heaven.
Oh, it was so good. It was like cherries, but they were like cherries on a bowl of ice. And
see,
like,
I think that's weird that you as a delivery driver accepted that invitation in.
Oh, anyone in my position would have accepted it, Dana. But
You see these videos like all over TikTok and that there's some delivery drivers or Uber Eats drivers or whatever like eating a chip while they're waiting for someone to pick up their delivery at the front door and they're caught on camera.
Yes, I've seen that, yeah.
But I wanted to know if maybe I'm talking out of turn here, but I would love to know, what's the strangest thing that you've seen a delivery driver do? So a strange thing happened to me earlier this week. A delivery driver dropped something off at my house and then proceeded to, they parked in the driveway initially, had the van running, and I thought maybe after they dropped off the package they'd leave, but he just proceeded to stay on his phone and just continue sitting in the driveway just with the
aircon out, basically.
So I obviously kept my eye on them, but it was just too awkward for me to go out there, so I didn't say anything. But I would love to know on 654-11-981, what's the strangest thing that you've seen a delivery driver do? Steph hit us up on socials. Steph said, "I was looking out my window when a driver dropped something off and sat down on my front lawn to have a picnic with his sandwich."
Oh, if you
got to eat lunch somewhere, I suppose.
Kaylee from Maitland on 654-11-981. What's the strangest thing you've seen a delivery driver do?
Well, I'm a pretty big, like, really hygiene nut, and I ordered some food from Uber Eats, and it was really gross because I like went out to meet the guy, and I saw him in his car. And he was, like, looking in his sort of mirror and then picked his nose and ate it.
Oh, no.
And then proceeded to just get out of the car and deliver me my food. And I was like, I can't eat this.
That's like during COVID I stopped ordering Uber Eats because I was worried that they were, like, going to touch the outside of the package, or you don't know what they were going to be touching. Same thing, hygiene. How do you trust it, Kaylee?
Oh, I can't now. I felt so sick. I actually called the food place and was like, "Oh, yeah, I'm not okay with this. Can I come pick it up and get a new one?"
Yeah, there's a booger in my food.
Dana's thought of the week.
Namaste.
So this is just something that I've thought about during the week. Often when I'm driving around, I'll have really bizarre thoughts. And this is where I bring them to you on a silver platter.
Lovely.
So this week's thought of the week is, you know how your skin gets itchy? Like if you get a bite or something, or even if you don't get a bite, some, you know, you might get an itch and you have to scratch it, right?
Mm.
On your outer skin, right?
Yeah. Generally where it itches,
yeah,
yes.
Well, don't you think it's weird that our internal organs don't get itchy?
Have you ever been so hungover before that your liver, you can feel it?
No, never.
Oh, okay. It's not an itch, but I've definitely felt my organs before.
Because we can't feel the insides, can we? I don't, unless you get like a pain where something's not quite right.
A pain you can feel, like a kidney stone or something?
Yeah.
you can feel, but you certainly, the inside of your body doesn't get itchy. But I think it's just because there's an irritation on the outside of your skin. So like a mozzie bite or something.
Oh, so then when you get an irritation on the inside, like a kidney stone, that's when you feel something. But yeah, it doesn't come across as an itch. It comes across as pain.
Correct. Yeah. So what is it about the skin, which is an organ?
Exactly.
That
the biggest organ in the body.
Correct. That makes it itchy. It's deep thought.
That's all I have to offer you today. It's just a thought I had while driving
so
home from work yesterday.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Has this got to do with you getting stung on the bum? Is it still itchy?
It's still, I still have a swollen butt from that air bite, yeah.
Dana and I know nothing about sport. That's why we get the expert and the legend. His name is Jamie Soward on the phone to help us out this morning. G'day, Jamie.
Good morning, guys.
How are you this morning?
I'm not too bad. It's FebFit, so, you know, I've been racking up the steps, but I may or may not have had a little cheat meal last night, so I'm feeling a little bit guilty this morning.
What
so
was your cheat meal of choice, though?
I'm 50-50. I'm a KFC guy.
Oh, Jamie, you and I will get along just fine.
See, I love a burger.
I just get a meal. If I'm going the whole hog, I just get it done. So I'll be racking up double steps today.
Full commitment. Well, let's chat a little bit of sport while we've got you. Australian Open, it's coming up. What do you think about men's and women's? Who do you think will take it out?
Yeah, I think, look, this is going to be a weird year in terms of sport again and, you know, the preparation for these athletes coming down to Australia and the hoo-ha it's caused is obviously going to play into some of the results early on. But I actually love Nick Kyrgios. I've always been a Nick Kyrgios fan. I think that he's been through the preparation. He's been able to do his own thing without having to go into quarantine and stuff like that. So I think he might win the men's. And I'm just one of those big believers, Dana, that you can't get past Serena Williams. Like, this is the greatest female tennis player, one of the greatest athletes of all time.
And yes.
She's drawing to an end. So when those great athletes draw to an end, sometimes they find a little bit of a surge, like Tiger Woods, and they just get one more major. So I think Serena Williams will win the women's.
Going back to Nick Kyrgios, what do you think about how he's been so strong and with the government keeping tennis players in quarantine? He said publicly that his mum has been quite unwell, so if she did contract COVID-19, that could possibly be the end for her. What do you think about him being public about those opinions?
Yeah, well, I think for a long time now, the Australian public has not liked Nick Kyrgios because of his antics on the court. And I've always loved it because I think we're allowed to all be different. And you saw what he did last year with the bushfires and how prevalent he was in getting people to donate money and all that kind of stuff. And it sort of changed his, I guess, image within the Australian public. So now we all sort of love him. The people that didn't like him love him now. So I think it's great that Nick Kyrgios is being himself still and coming out and sharing those stories. And, you know, for 2 weeks, those people needed to quarantine. If they want to come to our country, that's why we're still able to walk around and enjoy some of the liberties that we can at the moment, because we've done the right thing, we've been through it, and we continue to be harsh on those standards of COVID-19.
Yeah, very true.
Totally. Let's talk about another player that continues to divide opinion. You're a former St. George legend. What do you think of St. George changing their minds on Israel Folau?
Yeah, it was an interesting one. I went to training on Tuesday and got the bag of footies and went to kick it. And then all of a sudden there was an uproar on my phone and people asking me what's going on with Izzy and stuff like that. Look, I think any time you're an organisation, especially if you haven't made the eight the last couple of years, you're always looking, trying to improve your roster. And, you know, for the St. George Illawarra Dragons, you know, we're just trying to get into the eight and make the finals. And you've got to be successful to keep sponsors and stuff like that. Now, you're always going to be looking at the best players. And Israel Folau is a fantastic player. Unfortunately, it didn't come off. The backlash and all that kind of stuff, I'm not really sure how much that really played a part into it. But one thing I do know is that the Dragons are always looking for quality players. And now, maybe the next quality player. The rugby league world is a funny world. So I don't know how it all works in terms of recruitment, all that kind of stuff. But what I do know is that, you know, every organisation is looking for great players, and Izzy was on the radar. That's all I know.
All right, Jamie, thank you so much for chatting sport with us this morning. We'll catch up with you next week, and I'll see you at KFC a little later.
I think we'd be able to. They'd go broke, I'm telling you.
Thanks, Jamie.
Right, see you guys.
Dana, you and I, we look forward to a weekend.
Love a weekend. You love a Friday afternoon,
oh,
don't
Friday
you?
Friday afternoon, I'm done. Put a fork in
me. A whole week of dealing with me and you're out.
We thought, who better to get on to tell us what to do and what's going on this weekend in the Upper Hunter than Vicky Collins. She's from Vicky Collins Travel Partners. She joins us on the line this morning. How are you doing, Vicky?
Hi, good, thanks.
What can we do this weekend in the Upper Hunter?
Oh, there's so much to do, but my main top three picks would definitely be get yourself down to the Camel Farm in Muswellbrook.
Yeah.
Check out Glenbourne Dam and get yourself up to Murrundi.
Okay, I need to talk about Glenbourne Dam because I don't think people, like, see enough of their own area. And I've tried to get to Glenbourne Dam and I cannot find it. I keep on going down the wrong road. Is it through the
way?
Do you have to go through the boom gate? Explain that situation to me.
Okay, yes. So people get confused. You drive up to the boom gate and it's actually got on the boom gate the code to open it. You open it and you go through. Yeah.
It's
and
like
you drive
hidden.
All the way down to the kiosk.
Okay, brilliant. So once
wait,
people...
hold on. There's a kiosk there?
Harry's there if there's food.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like a canteen?
Yeah, they got food. Hot right. food,
oh,
drinks.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there, Vicky.
Tell us about what's there to do at Glenbourne.
Yeah, well, you can do as much as you like or as little as you like. It's like our very own little water oasis. You can just go for a picnic, a barbecue. There's a kids' playground. You can drive right up to the water's edge, set up camp for the day, go for a swim, take out a kayak, paddleboard, your boat, jet ski.
You can really do everything.
Yeah, so much.
Amazing. Okay, so Glenbourne Dam, that's on the list for this weekend. Murrundi, you mentioned Murrundi. What can we do out there?
Okay, Murrundi is a really little quirky town. It's just full of exquisite little boutique shopping, little art galleries. Definitely get yourself to Michael Reed's art gallery. You can get coffee, cake, lunch.
I went there a couple of weeks ago and it was pouring with rain and it was so beautiful inside their garden because it was kind of like a little fairy garden. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So, and there's little locally made things that you can purchase and it's just divine.
It's like a little art, the best art spot in the Hunter Valley for sure.
What about like cafes and stuff?
Yeah, so there's lots of little quirky cafes. You've got Foxes. Get yourself to Foxes for sure. That's like American themed, but it's very quirky.
He's like a diner.
He's a collectible.
Yeah.
Yeah. He collects things, and there's also a medical museum in there where you just give a donation.
Okay. Oh, that sounds so interesting as well. Medical museum.
Yeah.
Okay. So Murrundi is
a
destination for this weekend. Glenbourne Dam, and of course, the Camel Farm tour, which you can do. I think you've sorted our weekends, Vicky. Thank you so much. Vicky Collins Travel Partners. You can get in touch with her if you want to organise your trip somewhere around the Hunter Valley or the Upper Hunter. And thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Exposed is brought to you by the New South Wales Minerals Council. All through the pandemic, mining in New South Wales has kept working, which helps keep the community safe and the economy moving. In entertainment news, do you remember Stifler's mum from American Pie? Well, she has admitted the actress has admitted a hot tip for dating two guys at once. But first, after coming out incredibly publicly last year, social media and ex-dance mums star JoJo Siwa has revealed that she does, in fact, have a girlfriend.
And they come over and we're doing this TikTok and I was like, I think this TikTok that we're doing to Ain't It Fun, I was like, I think this is going to out me. And I was like, I don't really mind because it is true. I do have the most amazing, wonderful, perfect, most beautiful girlfriend in the whole world. It's not something I'm ashamed of. I just haven't shown the internet yet.
So the TikTok she's talking about is one that she did for the House Pride page. So she said speculation cuts started to come up about her coming out after that. But she does have a beautiful, supportive girlfriend. And what I love about Harry, the amount of adjectives that she uses to describe her partner, 10 out of 10.
Oh, that's what you want from your other half, don't you? Just to to be described like that. But she definitely admitted it there in that clip, so...
She's out and she's very proud. To Gigi Hadid now, she described herself as an animal woman in the moments that she gave birth to her daughter Kai. So this happened 5 months ago, but she's come out in a Vogue interview. She said that she gave birth at home with her partner Zayn Malik, obviously from One Direction, and she said she did it, I can't believe this, without an epidural.
Oh, dear, dear, why would you do that? I don't know, actually, a lot of women do like to do it naturally, so...
No judgment, how you did it, but I honestly don't know how she did it, because she said she did it in a blow-up bath in their bedroom, and she was surrounded by a midwife, her mum Yolanda, and sister Bella. She said, I had to dig deep. I knew it was going to be the craziest pain of my life, but you just surrender to it.
Dear, oh dear.
Full honestly. On. Good on her.
Yeah, good on her. I don't know how women do it, honestly. Ridiculous.
Let's go to a past crush of yours. Can I say that?
Yeah, sure. Who didn't have a crush on Stifler's mum?
Stifler's mum?
I got some scotch.
Single malt?
Aged 18 years. The way I like it.
Oh. Yes.
Stifler's mum from American Pie. Now, the actress, Jennifer Coolidge, has come out and she's admitted that back in the day, this is her dating hack for dating two mates at the same time.
When you come and you're on vacation alone, you can kind of like create anything you want. And I ended up like meeting these two guys that were best friends, and I liked them both. And so I told them that I had an identical twin, and I dated both guys. For 2 weeks.
What?
2 weeks? She got away with it.
Do you reckon you could get away with it?
Me?
Yeah.
No chance. No chance at all. I was, when I was dating, I was on the dating apps and I was dating quite a fair bit. And I would sometimes, I'd be chatting with one girl. I was dating like three girls maybe. And I would be chatting with one girl and I was like, oh yeah, so you know what I said about something or other the other night? And they're like, no, that must have been another girl.
Oh, you just outed yourself.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't keep up with the conversation. So imagine trying to pretend that you're an identical twin and date two guys at the same time. It's too stressful.
Yeah, you do word vomit a lot. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it would be too stressful too. I mean, it's hard enough to keep one person happy.
I know.
Let alone keep up the pretense for 2 weeks. But good on her.
Love is in the air. Love is in the air.
This is your opportunity to get on the love list as a part of our Valentine's Day giveaway. We've got a two-night stay at the exclusive Qualls Cottage at Aussie Ark in the Barrington Tops. But to be fair, Harry, there's only so much that we can talk about this.
We can only talk about it so much. So that's why we've got Max Jackson. He's a keeper at Aussie Ark at Barrington Tops. He joins us on the line. G'day, Max.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good. So tell us about Barrington Tops first. So for anyone that hasn't been up there, it's beautiful, right?
It's pretty phenomenal area and national park surrounding it. It's up at between 1,000 and 1,500 metres. It has crazy cool climate, crazy different flora and fauna up here, and some of the views at some of the lookouts are just phenomenal.
So what do you guys at Aussie Ark actually do up there?
So our whole premise is creating large feral-free sanctuaries. So we're just here to create insurance populations for species that are either extinct or endangered and just need a helping hand. So we've got a big 500-hectare sanctuary up here. It's fully fenced. All of the feral animals have been removed, and we're focusing on breeding up those endangered species and then releasing them into these wild-type sanctuaries.
Is that why you've got the Tassie Devils up there?
Yeah, well, we started off with devils. We started off as Devil Ark, and that was mainly in response to the devil facial tumour disease. So the goal is still essentially the same as the devils. It's having an insurance population, but the long-term project of the devils, long-term goal is to help repopulate Tasmania once this disease disappears.
So as part of this prize, Max, there's included a Devils in the Wild tour. What will that include when we send a couple up to you guys?
So basically, one of the more exciting aspects of the tour is the couple will get to jump in on a devil feeding frenzy. So there's not many carnivores that you can actually jump in on and be safe with. So devils are really, really a standout animal for that sense, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity in particular. But it's not all just about the excitement. We'll also get some nice joey cuddles in there, so you'll see some cuter side of the devils and quolls. And we'll take you for a tour through our whole facility and basically just talk about Aussie Ark's program and how we started, where we are now, and where we're looking at going.
So Quolls Cottage, that's where we're sending a lucky couple for Valentine's Day. Tell us about Quolls Cottage. It's romantic, right?
It's pretty damn romantic. It's a super rustic cabin that's just recently been renovated, so it's kind of semi-super rustic whilst it's got a modern kitchen. It's got this beautiful deck that outlooks a number of ponds that has great bird life and lots of kangaroos and wallabies jumping around whilst you have your morning coffee. And it's isolated. You can't see another place inside. So it's
exactly what I wanted to ask. So it's very, very private, Winky Face?
Yes, very, very private, Winky Face. There's also a beautiful fire with a nice rug in front of it.
Oh, lovely. And you can BYO wine?
Yes, you can BYO wine. There'll also be a courtesy bottle there for you when you're...
Oh, my God. This sounds so good. Max Jackson, he's a keeper at Aussie Ark. Thank you for telling us more.
My pleasure, guys.
You're welcome. Now, if you want to come along and stay at Quolls Cottage at Aussie Ark at Barrington Tops, all you got to do is give us a call now, 654-11981, and we'll pop you on the love list.
Love is in the air. Love is in the air.
We just spoke to Max Jackson. He's one of the keepers up at Aussie Ark in the Barrington Tops. They've got an exclusive little Quolls Cottage that we're sending one lucky couple from the Hunter Valley away to for Valentine's Day. Now, it's valued at over $600. It's a great opportunity to get away from the family, get away from the kids, have a bit of a romantic getaway. And we're putting you on the love list. First to call through this morning was Sarah from Greta. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Are you thinking of taking your husband along to the Quolls Cottage?
Yeah, I think it would be great. We haven't had a honeymoon yet and we're both animal lovers, so it would be perfect.
Well, how long ago did you get married then?
2.5 years.
And you haven't had a honeymoon. You need this.
Yeah, well, we decided to have a little baby girl instead.
Oh,
so beautiful.
Gorgeous.
What's her name?
Eva, and she's just over 2. So I had a nice little, well, I had a 6-month bump when I walked down the aisle. And didn't have much time in between then and the birth to have a honeymoon.
Yeah, oh, but that's beautiful though. Well, we'd love to sort you out for this. I think it'd be fantastic. Is your hubby a little bit of a romantic?
No.
Hence why you're calling.
Yes.
All right, Sarah, let's get you on that love list. So stand by your phone next Friday, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's go to Wingen now where Tanya is. Hello, Tanya.
Hello, how are you this morning?
Yeah, we're great. So who would you be taking to the exclusive Quolls Cottage if you won?
I would take my dear husband.
Your dear husband.
How long have you guys been together?
We've been together 34 years, married 32 next week.
Oh, wow. Kids as well?
Yeah, 4 children.
And are they grown up?
Yeah, they're all gone, left home.
Okay. So this is your chance to completely just get out of town, get away, have a bit of romance with your hubby. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Although he's not very romantic, but yeah, that's...
Yeah,
come on, guys, at the Hunter Valley, lift!
Yeah, lift your game, lads. We just had Sarah on as well, and she's like, no, my husband's not romantic either, which is why we're getting all these calls from the girls this morning. Well, we'd love to pop you on the love list, and hopefully you're off to that Quolls Cottage with your husband, okay?
That would be lovely. Thank you.
More chances to win next week as well. So the number to have saved in your phone is 654-11981.
Robbie Williams, he's got a new side hustle at the moment. He's putting out artwork. I use that term loosely. It's like a little card with a little picture on it and it's got hand-typed lyrics and he's selling them at his new gallery. But we thought we'd ask you, what's your side hustle on 654-11981? What do you got going on?
Yeah, this is your chance to get a little plug in as well. Let's go to Tanya from Wingen. Is this your side hustle or is this someone that you know, Tanya?
My husband's side hustle is a bit of everything.
Is he a handyman or what's he doing?
He sews canvas bags. He does rope work.
No
he
way!
Yep, he does the halters and stuff for horses. He makes crib bags. He does camp oven cooking. Very well known for his damper cooking. We go to Mary War.
So how? And when did he start doing this stuff?
Oh, for as long as I've known him, yeah. Yeah, so he's always been very clever. But sewing has just been the last few years because he's got a heap of sewing machines. They've all got girls' names.
He's named his sewing machines. What are their names?
Oh, Tanya's very temperamental. and then he's got Philippa and Libby and he had Myrtle. He sold Myrtle.
Oh, that's hilarious. So he's like the exact opposite of me. He sounds really handy.
Yeah, he's handy with some things, yeah.
And where can people, give him a plug. Like, where can people find him? Is he on Facebook or?
No. It's just us, just Tanya and Tack Town. That's it. Just,
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're in the phone book at Wingen, so there you go. People usually make contact through Facebook anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm on Facebook. He's old school. He won't do that.
So who are they looking for? Tanya Towns.
You are.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, Tanya.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Asking you on 654-11981, what's your side hustle this morning? Sarah from Greedo, what's your side hustle?
I'm actually a photographer on the side.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what's your normal, like, day-to-day job?
So I work at a company called Nova Skill in Singleton. We're a training organisation. We do trainees, apprenticeships and class training as well.
So it's nothing to do with photography and this is just something that you do on the side?
Yeah, photography is a love I've had since, you know, I was in high school and I let it slide for a while and got back into it just a couple of years ago and I just love it too much to stop doing it now.
What's your favourite thing to photograph? Is it people or is it places?
People is what I do, but of all the things, like I do, you know, maternity and babies and families and that sort of thing, but I love when the hospitals let me in, births. I actually love to sort of photograph births.
That is phenomenal. What an amazing memory for a family to have.
So
it is incredible.
Yeah, that's really creative too. Tell us, you're a freelance photographer, so can people get in touch with you to hire you? Is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got my Facebook page and, yeah, people just reach out. It's a lot of word of mouth. So when, you know, people who have hired me before tell their friends or they show their friends my photos and they come along and
okay. Well, give yourself a plug. What's your name on Facebook? Okay.
Well, it's pretty simple. It's Sarah Nichols Photography.
Okay. Amazing. And Sarah, great.
Now, I'm not on Instagram, but Instagram's great for photography, I imagine. Have you got an Instagram page as well?
Yeah, I'm on there as well. Same again, Sarah Nichols Photography.
Okay, all right.
Awesome, great side hustle. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
No worries. While I'm plugging people, you've got to go see my mum at Munchies in Musselbrook for all you're good to.
Oh, we do already. I'm like their best customer.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.